Hey y'all, it's like 6:44 in the morning. I set my alarm clock for 5 o'clock. And I literally hit the snooze button every 10 minutes because it goes off every 10 minutes. I hit it every 10 minutes until it's like 6:30. I don't even know why I bothered setting my alarm clock to 5. I got no sleep last night. My daughter, she's 2, she still sleeps in the bed with me. I had to, because then she'll wake up in the middle of the night for a bad dream or something, and then I'll have to pick her up anyway, so I might as well. Hey, even though I only got like 15% of my bed, I just let her have it, you know? If the baby sleeps, mommy can sleep. And my son, you know, we shared the same room for the past 5, almost 6 years. Now, in this new house, we've been in this house for like 2 years, but ever since, you know, he's had trouble sleeping in his own room. He'll sleep in the living room. Sometimes he's sleeping by room. I'm gonna start changing that to maybe let him sleep in my room for a little bit. He's struggling in school. Gotta find another daycare for my baby. I don't even want to talk about that. I'm just going to talk about how much sleep I did not get. Anxiety sucks. I mean, I fell asleep, but I woke up before 5. That's the thing. I set my alarm clock for 5. I wake up before 5, go back to sleep, and then it still wakes me up at 5 o'clock in the morning. Hit the snooze button until about 6:30. That's how my... Then I'd be late taking him to school. But hey. Yeah, 2 kids. You got to get 2 kids ready for school every morning. And I have to do this every morning by myself. And it is a task. Getting a 7-year-old boy ready in the morning. That boy is a zombie, first off. Half the time, I have to dress him so I won't be late. Taking him to school. And my daughter, she's 2, so she's a baby. But boy, I'm probably late now taking him to school. I hope not, so he can eat breakfast. I'm tired today, and my stomach hurt. I just wake up in my stomach always. It's circles and knots. It's hard. It's hard getting these 2 to sleep, and it's hard waking them up in the morning. I think they went to bed probably at 10 o'clock last night. My son just fell asleep in the living room. I had the TV off, hopefully, because I had to take the remotes out of there. Because one time he was up till about 3 o'clock in the morning talking about he about to have nightmares. I didn't even bother spanking him, y'all. I was like, man, I'm just too tired. Just go to sleep. That usually be my thing, and I need to work on that. But I be so tired. I need my sleep, and I don't get it half the time, you know. So I need to work on myself too. Being a single mom, you know, 2 kids, getting them ready every morning, that's very stressing for me. I could imagine how it is. Women out here with more kids than me by themselves, I applaud y'all. Please leave advice and tell me, how do you do it? How do you figure out this routine? Because me and my kids, we don't have a routine. Being in this new home, I need a routine for my kids, something I can just follow every day. That'd be so nice. Somebody could reach out, leave a message, leave me some advice. I definitely need a better routine, or just routine in general I could follow. That'd be so awesome. Let me get up. I gotta get these kids ready to go to school, and I'm running late again. Well, hopefully it won't be too late.